welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I wanted to talk now about, man, it just is no justice in the world. So, in Germany, a former Nazi guard, 101 years old, has been jailed for aiding murder of 3,500. 3,500 counts of accessory to murder on Tuesday for serving at the Nazis' Sachsenhausen concentration camp during World War II. The court sentenced him to 5 years in prison. The man, who was identified by local media as Joseph S., had denied working as an SS guard at the camp and aiding and abetting the murder of thousands of prisoners. In the trial, which opened in October, the centenarian said that he had worked as a farm laborer near Peacewalk in northeastern Germany during the period in question. However, the court considered it proven that he worked at the camp on the outskirts of Berlin between 1942 and 1945 as an enlisted member of the Nazis Party parliamentary wing, the German news agency DPA reported. 101 years old. And you try him for crimes committed in 1942 and 1945. 1942 through 1945. My question is, why now? You waited until he's 101 years old. And his life is over. Chronologically, he's a dead man walking anyway. He's 101 years old. What is there to prove now? Well, he still did it, and we got to. So you give a 101-year-old man a five-year sentence, you know, makes no sense. You're going to put him in prison. What is it going to cost you to take care of a 101-year-old man in prison? Yeah, Earl, what are you talking about? He still was a member of the Nazis, and they still committed these most horrible and heinous crimes. I'm not saying that at all. My issue is, you waited till he was 101 years old. You knew where he was. You knew that he was the guy. You didn't just get the information. How foolish is it to now do that? What are you trying to prove? You know, I just, for the life of me, don't understand things, and this just makes no sense. This is political. It has to be political. What other rationale can there be for penalizing a man who's, again, a dead man walking, 101 years old? So you go and apprehend a man when you should have done that when he was in 1940, 45, 46. You've given him a chance to live his full life, knowing that he was a part of the assassination of 3,500 or more people. I find so many things amazing about life and about things that happen in the life. And the fact that this is the Associated Press. But to me, this should be all over. This should be all over the world. What is Germany trying to prove? What, you know, and to their, you know, rationale. I get it. Look at what we've done. But nobody's buying that. Not anybody with any common sense. You know, let sleeping dogs lie. He'll pay for his crimes. I'm one who happens to believe that nobody gets away. You may get away here on this earth, but you can't have been such a monster and watched that many people die, and you were there, and your hands all over it, and that something in the universe won't make sure that you pay a price for that. And maybe he's already paid the price for that, because to live to be 101 and to think about all of the souls that you helped kill. Yeah, I bet he never got a moment of peace. You know what I mean, Sam?
Yeah, I mean, you'd think as a human being, you wouldn't be settled at least completely unless you're a sociopath.
Yeah.
That would haunt a normal person.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm pretty sure it did. There's no person who can be a part of that, and then not at some point in time it comes back to haunt you.
Either it be God or karma or whatever you want to call it in the long run, too.
So that's my point. There's something in this life that will make it clear that you'll never have a moment of peace.
Amen.
When you do things of that nature.
Amen.
But then to turn around and put it out there for the world to see is what I'm talking about. You know, just makes no sense whatsoever.
Is there like a statute of limitations for that kind of thing, or is that a dumb question?
Apparently not. It depends on where it is and what their laws are. The defendant's lawyer had demanded an acquittal. Defense attorney Stefan Waterkamp said after the pronouncement of the sentence that he would appeal the verdict. Germany's leading Jewish group welcomed the verdict. Even if the defendant will probably not serve the full prison sentence due to his advanced age, the verdict is to be welcomed, said Yoshif Schuster, the head of the Central Council of Jews in Germany. Thousands of people who worked in the concentration camps kept the murder machinery running. They were part of the system, so they should take responsibility for it. Schuster added, it's bitter that the defendant has denied his activities at the time until the end and has shown no remorse. For organizational reasons, the trial was held in a gymnasium, the 101-year-old's place of residence. The man was only fit to stand trial to a limited extent and was only able to participate in the trial for about 2.5 hours each day. The trial was interrupted several times for health reasons and hospital stays. My goodness. It's always amazing to me some of the things that take place in a world that should be better situated and suited not to have even responded to those things. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.